This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The good people at Freddie Mac, the giant government-backed mortgage company, tell us that a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage can be had this week for 3.05% plus fees and points, of course. But my point in telling you that is to point out that mortgage rates are historically low right now, and that has let millions of homeowners refinance and thus reduce their mortgage payments, sometimes by a lot. But millions of other people who've arguably needed lower monthly costs more during the pandemic haven't been able to refi, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains.
When Emily Warner bought her house in Nashville in 2017, she had a job at a record label making almost six figures, and her partner was working too. So buying a house with a $2,100 a month mortgage at a 4.8 interest rate felt totally doable.
$2,100, sure, that's a big deal for anyone, but I felt like it was worth it.
Then came 2020. Warner got laid off, the pandemic hit, and she got divorced. Suddenly, that $2,100 a month mortgage payment felt like a lot more of a stretch. So when she started getting letters in the mail
saying that my rate would drop to 2.8%, it would drop my mortgage payment anywhere from $700 to $900, which would make a huge difference every month for me.
But when Warner tried to refinance, she couldn't because she was unemployed. That is pretty much how it goes.
For the typical borrower, if you've become unemployed since you got your original mortgage, you're going to be pretty much locked out of the market.
Anthony DeFusco at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University says that's long been true with conventional mortgages, like the one Warner has. But it wasn't always the case for people who had mortgages backed by the Federal Housing Administration, which are generally more popular with first-time and lower-income homebuyers because they require a smaller down payment.
It used to be that if you had an FHA mortgage and you became unemployed, you were allowed to refinance.
Then came late 2008-2009. After years of lenders getting more and more lax with credit and giving mortgages to people with basically no documentation at all,
things were really falling apart all over the mortgage market.
That, of course, led to the Great Recession. John Mondragon, a research advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, says that's when the FHA changed the rules and started requiring people to show proof of employment to refinance. When that happened,
they really seemed to be pushing out those borrowers who were most likely to have demand for refinancing.
People who had lost their jobs in the recession. Technically, the FHA requirement that people be employed to refinance only lasted a couple of years, but most lenders have kept it in place ever since. Mondragon and DeFusco did a study looking at the impact of that change, and DeFusco says they found that back when homeowners didn't have to be employed to refinance,
unemployed people were refinancing at rates that were roughly, you know, in 2009, 3 to 5 times as large as the rate that employed people were refinancing.
Which means, he says, right now, there's likely a lot of pent-up demand from unemployed people. With refinancing off the table, a lot of low-income homeowners have been relying on the mortgage forbearance options the federal government put in place during the pandemic. Ivy Perez at the Center for New York City Neighborhoods says that's helped keep some out of foreclosure. But those forbearances are starting to run out, and people are looking for ways to keep their mortgages affordable longer term.
And being able to refinance for them obviously would also be a huge help for being able to afford their monthly mortgage payments.
It's something John Mondragon at the San Francisco Fed thinks should be on the table. There is risk in letting someone without a job refinance and giving them what is essentially a new loan. But Mondragon says because of the way the U.S. mortgage market is structured, where the vast majority of loans are insured,
that default risk is kind of already on the taxpayer books. And so we would just, you know, if we can get them into a lower rate, we're actually going to reduce the likelihood that they default.
Barring unemployed homeowners from refinancing doesn't just hurt them, he says. It also hurts the economy. Because when the Fed lowers interest rates in a recession,
part of the idea is that you lower interest rates, these interest rates get passed on to businesses so that they can invest and borrowers so that they can spend.
And one of the biggest channels for that, Mondragon says, is the mortgage market, because many people's mortgage payments are their biggest expense.
And so borrowers not being able to access low rates when they really should be and want to is stuff that makes recessions probably more painful than they need to be.
And he says it further exacerbates inequality, because people who have money and are financially stable are able to reduce their payments, while people who are struggling can't. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.